Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating.
Cause I'm dreaming town to town. There's no nobody. We finally made it. Your artist of the day is not Judas Priest. Your artist of the day is the nominated class Breaking the Law for 2020. And Judas Priest has made the list. Along with others like Whitney Houston, MC5 is on the list, Depeche Mode, Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, T-Rex, and Thin Lizzy. The greatest band in rock and roll history. And they won't get in.
How do you know that?
Because they won't get in. Most people in the United States don't know who Thin Lizzy is.
Yeah, but who was it that got in a couple of years ago?
Deep Purple.
Well, no, but there was someone who got in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a few years ago. I'm looking right now. Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Most people have no idea who Sister Rosetta Tharpe is. She got in first ballot.
Yeah.
So.
That's the hoity-toities.
Anything is possible.
Story here out of Des Moines. A man was arrested after police say he was underage in a bar early Friday and had a fake Hawaii ID.
Hawaii. Oh,
just wait. The old Hawaii ID.
But wait.
It's so good.
In the words of every infomercial ever, but wait, there's more.
His last name on the ID was McLovin.
Did it have a first name or was it, like in the film, a mononym?
Like in the film.
Like Cher or Madonna.
Just McLovin.
Mm-hmm.
This is the worst fake ID I've ever seen. You realize you made yourself 68?
I know. I goofed it.
What do you need a fake ID for?
So I can vote.
Of course.
Isn't that the reason everybody gets a fake ID?
For those of you who did not see the film Superbad, McLovin was a character in the film Superbad. And this kid is incredibly good looking, by the way. He is smiling in his mugshot because this is so stupid, I don't know where to begin.
Just to clarify, we're talking about the person who used the McLovin ID in real life.
It was just in his wallet, Will. There is no way you can charge someone for having a joke ID that, by the way, made him, how old, Scott? It made him crazy old.
Hang on.
It's a joke.
I'm looking for that right now. There's a lot wrong with this story, though. His real name is Daniel Burleson. But the story says that he was approached at the airliner bar at 13:30 a.m.,
almost 1 a.m.
No, I think that's a typo. They meant to say 1:30, and they accidentally hit the 3 key okay. twice.
Yeah, right. It was almost, it was basically 12:30 in the morning.
I'm looking here for his age.
20.
No, it put his age at, he was born, according to this, in 1981, so he would have been 38.
So
On the McLovin ID.
On the
right.
McLovin.
He would have been 38.
On the McLovin ID, which, by the way, just says McLovin, he would have been 38. This is not a, quote, fake ID. This is a joke ID.
But he used that joke ID to get into the airliner bar at the age of 20 and purchase alcohol. There is where you have to draw the line.
This is the dumbest set of charges I've ever seen in my life. Now, did this kid have another fake ID? He probably did. Most 20-year-olds do. But the McLovin that makes him 38 when this kid is obviously 20. Look at him. Isn't he cute? He's darling.
Yeah, good-looking kid.
Look, we don't have bigger fish to fry in America than this. Come on.
In Lawrence, you wouldn't expect them to go bar to bar checking out for fake IDs?
I expect if you are a freshman, the dumbest thing you can do the first 2 weeks of school is wander into the Bull or the Hawk with a fake ID or a local liquor store. when they're all out in force. Everybody knows it at the beginning of every year. I just do.
Yeah,
we,
but when you're a freshman, you're dumb. So, you know, those things happen.
When they asked Burleson for his ID.
His only name is McLovin.
He was flipping through his wallet when the officer spotted the McLovin ID. He did not present this as my name is McLovin, which is, again, a joke. It's not even a legal name that you would be allowed to get away with on a real ID.
He was hammered. He had slurred speech and bloodshot.
Well, now that's another story. But I don't think he should be charged for having a joke ID that says McLovin.
But tell me what charge that they charged him with did he not commit? Listen, public intoxication.
Check.
You could technically give him a pass on that one because he was in the bar, so he wasn't in public technically. Under legal age in a bar is another charge.
He's 20.
Check.
Come on.
Possession of a fictitious license.
Check.
Possession of alcohol while underage.
Check.
I would fight that fictitious license with the most expensive lawyer in town.
Is that a real license, McLovin?
It is not.
Okay.
It is a joke license. That is not a doctored or digitally altered where he's trying to present himself as a 38-year-old man. That would be like me having an ID that said Elaine from Seinfeld on it that made me 57, that only said Elaine, by the way, that is not recognized as a real identification card anywhere.
I'm shocked by you.
Why?
Was this kid's picture on the McLovin ID?
No, it's that nerdy
kid
with the glasses.
It's the exact McLovin ID.
At that point, it's just a card with
Amen.
No use.
That is not a fake ID.
Also, you only have to be 18 to enter a bar, but you do have to be 21 to buy drinks.
I know.
Depends on jurisdiction.
Yeah, I don't think that's accurate, by the way.
Yeah, I believe that.
This is the worst fake ID I've ever seen. You realize you made yourself 68?
I know. I goofed it.
What do you need a fake ID for?
So I can vote.
Well, yeah, duh. Yeah. Would you be okay if your kid had a fake ID and was getting into the
Did you have a fake ID?
No. I've never had a fake ID in my life.
Did you look 21?
Yes.
I knew it. See, that's the difference between those who get caught and those who don't.
I walked into every bar I wanted to.
I'm sure that you did.
I was going to say, back in the day, they didn't check.
I'm sure that you did.
And I knew a lot of the bouncers.
And they check more often and more closely for who? Because it ain't girls. It's boys.
Oh, sure.
I had a friend.
Unless you're a basketball player at KU, come on in.
I had a friend who walked into a bar routinely back in the day with a shriveled up piece of paper. Like, I don't even know what it was that she claimed was a legal piece of identification. She was never, not one time, never denied entry into a bar. She might as
was
well
she
brought.
Good, was she good?
Yes, she was. That's, she might have well brought in a note from her mom.
There's her
I
ticket.
Promise she is 21, signed mom. And they looked at that and said, what is this again? And she's like, it's an identification paper from California.
As an aside, Scott, do you ever wonder what it's like to be a hot chick? Have you ever thought, you know, what if I had been born a hot chick?
You know, Will, I'm going to be honest with you. That thought has never crossed my mind.
Fair enough.
That was a out-of-the-box question, Will.
Well, I mean, it all had to do with the fact that we were talking about a hot chick with apparently a doctor's note to get in the bar.
It's the randomness of this kid's arrest. So you're going to tell me, let's say there's 180 kids in that bar. You're going to tell me that McLovin, which again is not even a fake ID, was the only one in there who wasn't 21?
I have no idea.
Please.
Somebody says they knew back in the day that Scott was a good customer. He didn't need an ID. That's probably true. 576-7798. Queen and David Bowie. Under Pressure.
Hey, Will.
Yes, Dana.
You got to check Twitter. Kansas City, Missouri Police Department just put out this tweet. It says, officers were called to a burglary in progress this morning. Suspects fled from the house. Witnesses pointed out the vacant home where they went. Officers found them and arrested them. They cleared the house, thought it was empty, until a chicken strutted out of a cabinet.
Oh.
Yeah.
And there are photos with the officers holding said chicken.
Just another day in the line of duty.
And I tagged you in the post because
Tell them the rest.
Like in the background behind the chicken, there's an Orleans album cover.
Wait, like the notorious one?
The Orleans. And I
where
need
the guys have all their shirts
yes,
off.
Yes, they do. It is.
Let's see.
It's a little
here.
Bit of odd 70s erotica.
Let me look at this.
Zoom in.
You're saying on top of that
on
igloo
top of the
cooler
igloo
thing?
Cooler, is mm-hmm. that not the Orleans 70s shirtless
sure,
album cover?
Sure looks like it to me.
I actually don't think that's it. I don't think that's the Orleans album cover.
You're dead to me. I asked the Kansas City, Missouri police guys, please confirm. Can you confirm or deny that Orleans right. was in that vacant house? With a chicken.
Mm-hmm. I think it looks like that album.
Still one.
Not a jam.
Really? Not feeling the Orleans? I will say this. A few years ago, they were in town as part of a hits tour. It was the Sail Rock tour. Orleans not only did their hits, but was the backing band for everyone else. And they knocked it out of the park. Dana, I want to tell you that that's the Orleans album cover.
Don't think that it is.
Because I think hilarity would definitely ensue.
So funny.
Right.
I don't think that's it.
Lisa in Lee's Summit. Hello, Lisa.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hey, I have a quick question. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Roswell, New Mexico.
This is off to a great start.
I have not been there.
If you go through Roswell, New Mexico, you can buy alien fake IDs.
Oh, that says you're an alien?
Yes. So would you get in trouble for having a fake ID? I think it's the same case if you have a movie character on your ID as any fictional, you know.
Well, are you trying to use it to get into a bar?
But did he use it to get into
no.
the bar?
No, he was just, he was just fanning through his wallet because the officer right. said, let me see what you got in there. And when he was fanning through it, they saw the, what's the word? I keep wanting to say lover
McLovin.
Boy.
McLovin.
The McLovin Hawaii ID.
You know, just think yeah. like a McDonald's menu item, McLovin.
Right. So if I had a fake ID that said that I was Dr. Hauser, Dr. Doogie, you know, or said I was,
yeah.
whoever, anybody, I can go to jail.
I would argue that that is not a fake ID.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, because then you just say, oh, I identify as an alien.
Right.
Or
I agree, Lisa, because try presenting that into any bar at age, you know, 16 or 17, they would take one look at that and go, McLovin, like, are you kidding me?
Do you have no problem with people using fake IDs?
I have a problem with charging someone for what is clearly a joke.
Okay. But did he use the ID to get into the bar?
Not the McLovin ID. I don't know how he got into the bar. A lot of 21 under people get into bars. At age 20? Come on.
How do we know that this individual did not use the McLovin ID to get in the bar? The person at the door says, yeah, fine, whatever, and then turns around and calls for law enforcement.
How do we know, like Scott Parks, he didn't just walk in and no one asked because he looks 21?
I did.
And this kid does look 21, by the way.
I'm just saying you're very quick to dismiss the notion that he might have tried to use the McLovin ID.
But if you just walk in like you used to do, Scott, you probably had early facial hair or whatever. If you just walk in and no
about?
One asks.
People get facial hair when they're 18, 19 years old.
I got it at 45. It's right here.
Yeah, it's right there.
I've had facial hair pretty much since the day I moved out of my parents' house.
Wow, aren't you guys lucky?
I didn't have premature facial hair. I had facial hair that a typical 19-year-old would have.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what kind of guys you dated in college that were prepubescent and unable to get facial hair.
The mullet and earrings probably made you look older, too.
Yeah. Go in, and I used to go to Smith & Wesson's in downtown Lawrence, and we would, if you drank a goldfish out of a big schooner, they would give you a free schooner. So we would drink goldfish to get free beers.
That's disgusting.
Well,
probably harmful to the fish.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he died.
Mm-hmm.
And harmful to
That's
you?
That's so gross.
Well, there was a free beer if I drank a goldfish out of a schooner.
Did you feel it fluttering around down there?
Yeah, a little bit. I wasn't really concerned about the goldfish health when I knew I was getting a free schooner out of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, there goes another dum-dum drinking it right down.
Yep. Barkeep, I'll take another. So we'll be quick on this one, but just one of those things we want to share with you. A guy named Shea Bradley in Ireland died, sadly. And as his casket was being lowered into the ground, you know.
This is awesome.
Sad funeral. Nobody's happy. I mean, Shea Bradley died. We loved him. We love Shea.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody pushed play on a recording that Shea had made before he died.
I love the bagpipes. It's nice.
Hello? 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 Let me out! Come in, me! Hello? Hello? Let me out, dying in here!
That is Shea Bradley in death, saying, let me the blank out of here.
Knocking.
On the lid of the casket. Outstanding.
That's pretty awesome.
It's so awful, but it's so funny. Clearly, this was a guy who loved to joke around.
And had a good sense of humor.
And had a good sense of humor. And wanted,
death, yeah.
Wanted the last laugh, and man, he got it.
Hello? 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 Let me out! Come in, me! Hello? Hello? Let me out, dying in here!
That's pretty awesome.
It says Shay, who had suffered a long illness, organized the stunt about a year ago over lunch and recorded the message on a phone with the help of his son. Shea was banging on a coffee table beside him for full effect. Jonathan, the son, told the BBC that his dad was a larger-than-life character who always wanted to make people laugh. He wanted something special and for everyone to remember him as he was. And so everyone, especially my mother, did not leave that graveside somber.
That's pretty good.
I love it. I'm doing that when I go out.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. Failing to stop nicotine-addicted students from vaping in restrooms, hallways, and even in the classroom. The three major school districts in Johnson County are now suing the nation's largest e-cigarette manufacturer. The lawsuits come as illnesses and deaths related to vaping continue to climb. The Shawnee Mission and Blue Valley school boards voted yesterday to sue Juul, which has been under fire for its marketing that many argue is targeted at children and teens. The Olathe School Board already voted to sue Juul last month. Quoting here from Blue Valley School Board President Cindy Bowling, teachers and administrators are spending significant amounts of time monitoring and policing vaping in school. It is a drain of resources and a major distraction for students, teachers, and administrators. By suing, the districts are seeking unspecified compensation for the cost of trying to keep vaping out of the school.
Again, I ask, where is the standing for them to file that suit? Well, and when?
They would argue they're standing, and I don't agree with this. I think they're wrong, by the way. But they would argue that their standing is the cost that they are incurring. This is not, we're suing you because you market to teenagers that aren't really our teenagers. They're Dana's and Scott's teenagers.
Quantify that cost.
It would be very difficult.
You can't. Quantify the cost of something that is a distraction during the school day. And the defense team, and I'm guessing Jewel has multi-million dollar fancy lawyers.
Now, considering that they're owned by the same company that owns Marlboro.
The defense team is going to say, if you're going to sue us, you had better start suing every single cell phone company in America and beyond.
Great point.
Because if you're going to quantify distraction, that's where the distraction is.
That's a great point.
Because my daughters don't use Juul, but they have cell phones.
Mm-hmm. Back in the 80s and 90s, where were the lawsuits against... What is it, Robert Morris? Is that the name of the tobacco company? Every chewing tobacco company in America. I remember getting busted for chewing on the way home from our last baseball game by Coach Andrews.
From the text line, are they going to sue the fidget spinner company as well? Remember when those first came out and all the teachers were saying, my God, please leave those at home.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they have standing.
I think they have standing. I think it's going to be hard to... Well, they could argue that they're losing money.
How?
By teachers having to go into the restrooms and make sure that kids aren't doing Juul. I mean, but is this any different than... I mean,
I think that's a huge
Motley Crue
stretch.
Smoking in the boys' room? That's... I mean, kids used to go smoke in the bathroom. Were you going to sue Marlboro? I mean, give me a break. How much time did it take to go smell a kid's breath to see if he had alcohol on it? You go smell his jacket to see if it smelled like weed.
What I would love to know, because these school districts have attorneys, there has to be an attorney somewhere saying, yes, file this lawsuit and here's why. We haven't had a single attorney call in and agree that there's a lawsuit here. We've had attorneys call and write in and say, there is no standing here. Yeah. I'd love to hear from an attorney with a school board who can say, we can put a cost to this, and here's what it is.
Here's the argument that, and by the way, it's Philip Morris, so I stand corrected. Here's the argument that they would say, the amount of money that you're spending to sue us would more than compensate your loss to have teachers, to hire extra teachers just to patrol the bathrooms. Or to walk outside and make sure kids aren't vaping around the corner.
But it's not extra. It's not extra teachers or extra time to me. The teachers are there anyway. The school resource officers are there anyway.
Sure, sure. This is, I don't know if the school districts are just trying to bring more attention to an already existing problem. And I'm not denying the.
The first district was Olathe.
Right,
last month. Was it Hayes? I mean, Olathe was the first local district, and I think they followed Hayes.
Let me look. I know that St. Charles, Missouri, and Goddard, Kansas.
It was Goddard. Okay. Yeah. So up until these other school districts, initially, it was just Goddard and Olathe.
And St. Charles, Missouri.
Because we looked that up. This is not some big nationwide thing that's happening.
That's right. That's correct. I just think either the districts are trying to bring more attention to what everybody already knows is an existing problem, or they really are throwing darts in the dark. I mean, there is no way that, and I'm not speaking ill of an attorney at Blue Valley or Shawnee Mission. I'm sure they are skilled litigators, okay? But when you think you can go up against Philip Morris, that is going to bury you in paperwork.
Philip Morris buried CBS.
That is going to bury you in more paperwork than you have in all of your schools combined. You're crazy.
Go watch the 60 Minutes movie about Philip Morris and let me know who's going to come out on top there. Yeah. I mean, it's, what was his name? With Russell Crowe. It's an outstanding, terrifying
piece. Not the whistleblower,
but... it's something like one word. I don't get it.
Marlboro doesn't often lose.
The only time that I know that they've lost was back in the 90s when they lost several cases against people who had lung cancer.
But you can within reason draw a line between I've smoked 10 packs a day for however long and now I have lung cancer. You can draw a straight line from the cause and the effect there, Scott.
The Insider was the name of the movie.
Thank you, The Insider. Great flick. There is no straight line here from use and cost to these schools of use. Like, I can think of things that the schools can automatically quantify. School lunch losses over non-payment would be something you could put a dollar amount to.
And one thing you have to keep in mind, number one, you would have to prove, A, that every student that was vaping in your school was doing it illegally. So that would have to be somebody under the age of 18. Then you would have to, the argument is not, is Juul responsible for kids vaping in school? They are not. Now, do they target towards children? You could certainly make that argument. But they don't target to kids and say, hey kids, when you vape, maybe you should do it in the third floor bathroom at your school. That's not their advertising campaign.
Well, the flavorings, I have always said, lend to the argument that they were side door marketing to kids.
But that may be true, Dana. But the person who would have standing on that would be a parent, not a school district. Now, your argument that the school district doesn't have standing, I largely agree with you on that, not that either of us are attorneys.
Well, and people are saying, you don't know about standing. We have had multiple attorneys write in and call in when the Goddard story first broke a couple weeks ago.
Saying they
then
don't
when
have standing.
The Olathe case broke, saying, I've been an attorney 30 years. They have no standing. I do not see where the standing is here.
A parent theoretically could sue Juul saying that they market to children and their children in particular
became ill.
Right. Then that parent might, or that child, might have standing.
To sue for medical costs.
Maybe. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment. Sam, Stevie, Dana Ryan. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Get to the phones here. Frank in Lawrence. Frank, good afternoon. Hello, my friend.
Hey, Scott, Dana, how are you guys?
We're doing better than we deserve. Thank you for asking.
I'm an IT guy for a local school district, and just last week on one of our calls, they had mentioned that they had ordered vape detectors for the restrooms in the middle and high schools. So I haven't seen them yet. Not sure exactly how they work. I don't know if they're a network device or whether they're more like a smoke alarm. But, so something to think about there for maybe some of the other school districts.
Vape detectors. That's good.
Yep.
All right, partner.
So just sorry to let you know.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Let's go a little bit further west. Let's go to Topeka and Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Dana and Scott, how you doing today?
We're doing well, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, my point is taxpayers pay the school districts out of taxes to run these schools. And shouldn't they vote on or get a vote from taxpayers before they go spending taxpayer money?
No.
No?
Not every time.
No. We live in a representative republic. We don't live in a democracy.
That'd be a whole lot of meetings, Ray.
Well, it just seems to me that, you know, they're spending all this money when they should be, finding out if taxpayers really want that.
Well, but should we have been able to vote a couple of years ago on the tax cut that Congress passed and the president signed?
Well, yeah, but
we should.
Say that again.
Should the American people have been able to go to the polls and vote on the tax cut 2 years ago that Congress passed and the president signed? No.
We decide on the people who decide.
We decide the deciders.
And so if you are against this, you would contact your school board
That's
representative,
right.
or you'd go to the meeting and you get your 5 minutes to talk about what you want to talk about. And you would say, look, as a constituent that lives in your boundary,
That's right.
I do not believe this is a good use of money or time.
This is not me getting into politics. This is me getting into civics and or slash government. One of the great misconceptions about living in America, and I'm not trying to be the smartest guy in the room because God knows I'm not, but on this one, I do think I speak with a little bit of intelligence. We live in a representative republic. We do not live in a democracy. People say, well, live in a democratic country, don't we? No, you don't. You live in a republic. You decide who decides. And then if you don't like the way they decided, you decide to vote them out.
There are people screaming on the text line that flavoring is not an argument for marketing to kids, that adults do enjoy the Fruit Loop flavor, or Fruity Pebbles flavor. It might not be the only argument supporting the fact that they are marketing to kids, but it's one of them.
Well,
I mean, can you be an adult and enjoy Fruity Pebbles? Yes.
I prefer Crispix.
But there's a reason that these devices have taken off with teenagers, unlike anything we've seen, and cigarettes have not. Cigarette use has gone down.
Well, cigarettes have also become, Dana, as you would well recognize, have become unpopular. When we were younger, if you smoked cigarettes, you were the rebellious one. You were the tough guy. You were, you know, trying to thumb your nose at society and the man. Mm-hmm. Now, if you smoke a cigarette, you're just a loser. And for those of you who are adults who smoke, I'm not talking to you. You got addicted at a young age. I'm just talking about what teenagers think of when they see somebody smoking, somebody their age. They think, that guy's a loser. You're not the cool bender kid from the Breakfast Club.
Someone wrote in, the detectors are in use in Lawrence High Schools. They sniff out nicotine, CBD, and THC, not necessarily the vape itself. Okay.
How does it detect THC and nicotine?
I don't know, Scott.
But it can't detect vapor.
I'm not a vaping detector manufacturer. I have no idea.
You said that with a little bit of disdain. In this direction.
A little snarkiness there.
Boy.
I think it was
like
because...
a vape detector maker. I don't
right.
know.
Right. She's telling you what she's read. Jeez. That's all she's got. That's like a lot of times I will preface in my conversations, here's all I know, and then... And then if anyone gets and asks me another question after that, I'll repeat. I told you up front, that's all I know.
But here's, I mean, it was the venom in her eyes.
Here's another question on the text line that I will read without venom. Are they suing all of the vape pen companies or just the big one?
Just Juul.
Just the big one.
I wonder why.
Maybe a settlement.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.